What's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right, I'm going to break down day number three and day number four of Funnel Hacking Live for you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so day three is where we start kind of transitioning into, for me, it's like going very funnel specific. Like I like taking people through on this day, like the bottom of the value ladder, moving up and just showing a lot of different ways to build funnels, because there's so many different ways to do it, right? You can have book funnels and challenge funnels and webinar funnels and high ticket funnels and a million other things in between, summit funnels. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And so on day three, I start kind of going into this. And so the very first person that we had speak in the morning was Kiana Danielle. And she's someone who has been on every news channel a million times, Fox News, CNBC, like all the business stuff, talking about investing and things like that. And she thought that was going to make her a bunch of money, but it didn't. And she ended up joining our Two Comma Club X coaching program a couple years ago. And we got her focusing on driving a lot of traffic to a funnel. And in no time, she became a Two Comma Club winner. And so it was kind of cool having her tell that story and just showing how all these things that she thought meant it was going to be money, right? Like I thought being on TV on all these shows all the time, I thought these things were going to be the things that made me money, but it wasn't. It wasn't until I actually had a funnel, I had a way to convert people into customers that I started making money. And so it was really cool hearing her presentation. And then after that, then we started moving up the value ladder. So next was Pedro Adeo. And Pedro has become infamous for challenge funnels. Not like challenge funnels like the One Funnel Way, which is a paid challenge funnel, but doing free challenge funnels. And so Pedro talked about that, and he was awesome. He was on fire. People went crazy. And this is actually important. One of the reasons I had Pedro in here is because inside the new Two Comma Club X coaching program, if somebody chooses the expert route, the first 8 weeks we focus on them all doing a challenge. And so it's kind of fun for them to be able to see through Pedro like what these challenge funnels look like. And then later in the pitch, we were able to come back and kind of say, oh, that thing Pedro did, we're going to be doing that. And Pedro's going to be one of the coaches helping on that, which was really cool. So Pedro talked about free challenge funnels. After he was done, then Ping Jun's one of my favorite speakers. But he was stuck in Malaysia. Like, we almost didn't know if he was going to come. He had to get all these, like, anyway, it was a big deal to get him here. And luckily, he made it to the States. And what was cool is he showed how he can basically take like a 30-minute presentation and turn 30-minute presentation into an entire business. And he showed how he did it with, last time he spoke at Funnel Hacking Live, he took his presentation, he made it a book, and then from there he had an upsell of the audiobook, and then he upsold the done-for-you version and the done-with-you version, and he showed the whole process, how you can take one 30-minute presentation and turn it into an entire business and turn in, kind of lead with a book funnel. And that was really cool to see that, because I think it's something that most people could do pretty simply and pretty easily. After paying June, then we started moving up the value ladder a little higher to Lauren Golden. And Lauren, she's built her, her empire, and she's won multiple Two Comma Club awards, primarily through webinar funnels. So she talked about webinar funnels, kind of showed her process there. And then she talked about a bunch of other cool things that she was really excited to talk about as well. But it was kind of the next phase of the value ladder. It's like, hey, here's a webinar funnel, right? After that, after Lauren was done, then Sarah Petty had been doing live event funnels and crushing it and doing, huge volume. And she, the market she serves are photographers. A lot of times people think, well, there's not much money in photography. Like photographers aren't going to pay for high-ticket things. But Sarah does these virtual live events and gets photographers on them, and then from there sells their really expensive high-end coaching, and they're killing it with it. And it's just really cool to see, because they do a lot of just things that I don't think through. I don't know if it's like feminine, masculine, or maybe she's just more creative than me. Probably that one. Anyway, but all these cool things where when someone signs up for a virtual event, they get this box, and the box has them unlock, like open this thing first, and this thing second, and this thing third, and kind of takes them through this whole journey. But that's kind of what Sarah talked about, which was amazing. And then after that, then Eileen Wilder spoke about high ticket sales. And her presentation was really fun for me, because she quoted a lot of like the old time personal development people who I'm studying right now. And so it was fun for me because I was like, I'm reading all these people right now. And she's like quoting him and she's talking about him. And her presentation was awesome. That was when got my wife all fired up. Clev was like Eileen got me on fire. Like, I was so excited about everything. And so hers was awesome. And like the whole morning was just, it was just power packed and fun and exciting. And everybody ran over on time. So there was all the stress from behind the scenes on our team. But man, it turned out awesome. That morning was great. So after that, then we went and we broke to lunch. Now, a couple things we did is we broke to lunch and we had a special lunch for anybody who had won a 2 Comma Club award in the past. That was for a couple of reasons. Number one, to give them a free lunch. But then also, some of you guys know that I've recently reopened my inner circle. And one of the qualifications to be in the inner circle is to have won a 2 Comma Club award. So we had all the 2 Comma Club award winners at lunch. And then we told them about the inner circle and invited them to join if they wanted to. And we ended up signing up a lot of people into the new inner circle, which was awesome. It was a really soft pitch. I just kind of said, this is what it is. If you're interested, go sign up. And then go back and eat your, you know, have some lunch. And so it wasn't like a hard pitch. It was just kind of like letting them know there's an opportunity and that, that's kind of happening. So we had lunch. After lunch, we got back and, I was excited because over the last year or so, I've become really good friends with a dude named Nick. And I'm going to probably mispronounce his last name. He's got the hardest last name ever. So I don't, anyway, I apologize in advance, Nick, if I mess up, but Nick Santonstasio. Oh man. Anyway, if you guys know Nick, he was born with one arm and, you know, no legs. I guess he had two arms. One arm is really small though. And the other one's got one finger on it, stuff like that. And, I connected with him a while ago and he was a wrestler too, which was really fun. In fact, he came to my house and I wrestled him. We got video of us wrestling. But just someone who's just such a cool dude. I just love him. And, he gave a presentation called Play the Hand That You're Dealt With and kind of showing people to like, man, like this is, you know, life is tough. You know, you've got a lot of hard things, but it's like, look at my, you know, look how the hand I was dealt. Yet because even with this stuff, he's become a bodybuilder, he's become a coach and he's become a speaker. He's like done all these amazing things. He was a wrestler. He like, you know, was able to, you know, just cause he was born with something that would have made life harder. He has a strong mind and he was able to do such amazing things. So it was awesome to have Nick there. Speaking. And then when Nick got done, it was time for me to do my presentation to let people know about our coaching program. And every year this is hard for me because those, you know, anyone who studied my stuff, they know how I sell. And so anytime I start selling, they're like, oh, here it comes. Russell's trying to sell something. And so this presentation was a little different than a traditional Perfect Webinar. The elements were all there, but it was kind of wrapped differently. But this was one where I was actually talking about personal development, which is something I haven't talked a lot about, but I've been geeking out recently. I'm working on a book. So I just kind of have a lot of stuff top of mind right now. And so, so I did a presentation about that kind of stuff. And then, after the presentation was kind of towards the end, then we, talked to people about success inside of our coaching program. And this year we have, every year we kind of redesign 2 Comma Club X. We make it a little different. We get feedback and make tweaks and changes. And one of the biggest things that we're noticing right now is that like half our audience are people who want to be experts and half our audience are people who are selling physical products. And our coaching is always kind of steered towards more so towards people who are like experts, because that's kind of what I'm better at, right? And so this year we decided to partner with Allison Prince, who is someone who I have so much love and respect for. And we decided to break it down into two tracks. So there's one track that's the e-com track and one track that's the expert track, and people will get to pick which one they want. And Allison also helped us, you know, line up momentum coaches and a whole bunch of other amazing things and just kind of really, really tweak the program in a powerful, powerful way. And so when I did the presentation, I got to bring Allison out to kind of talk about as well. And people hadn't met Allison yet. So, it was kind of a weird thing to figure out how to do the presentation to get, you know, people weaved in to get to know her in a short period of time. Then also from there, do our pitch of the new coaching program. And so what's cool is Allison, she's made like $40 or $50 million selling physical products. Like it's crazy. But when I met her, she was trying to learn how to become an expert. And so it's kind of fun because I was able to tell her story about, I kind of told the story, but she told it as well. Like, you know, I wanted to learn how to be an expert. And so I came to Russell and, you know, he taught me these things and we did the webinar together and boom, now I built this whole thing where, you know, Allison's won 2 Comma Club Award, 2 Comma Club X. And this year she won 2 Heart Award, which means they gave over $1 million to charity. And she was like, I was able to do that because of the expert business that Russell taught me. And then we were able to kind of flip the tables and be like, now Allison in the sense of physical product stuff. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I decided I wanted to see how well her stuff worked and see how much we could do. So we followed her process and put together an e-com product, and we launched it. And we ended up doing, I think it was like 15 or 16 grand in 2 weeks off of just following Allison's process. I'm like, this stuff actually works. This is so cool. And so we kind of had both those case studies, and we're like, these are the two paths. Like, who here wants to be expert? Who wants to be e-com? And it's like a 50-50 split. I'm like, okay, cool thing is that you can kind of pick whatever you want in the program. And then from there, we sold the Two Comical Bikes coaching program. And then after people signed up, Todd and I got pictures of all the buyers. So they'd have a picture of me and them and Todd up on stage they could look at as they're trying to work towards winning Two Comma Club Award. And so that went really, really well. Sales crushed it. Allison did so good. And after dinner, then we had Allison come back and do a whole hour-long workshop teaching her process and how it works and kind of showing all the things. And so she did her presentation after dinner, which was really, really cool. And then we kind of soft pitched to CCX again before we went to bed that night. So that's what happened on day number two. And so it was amazing. We got to go through the entire value ladder, different funnels. We had a chance to hear Nick just motivate the heck out of you and get excited about what's possible. And then I got to do my personal development stuff. And then Allison and I got to, Allison got to come in and talk about physical products. So that was kind of the end of day number three. And then day number four, and I'm just going to go directly in day four because three and four kind of weave together. Day number four is where I came out in the morning and I did a presentation called Bootstrapped, which is, how we built our business. We bootstrapped it. And I actually announced a new award called the Bootstrapped Entrepreneur of the Year Award. I talked about that. And then I had my twins were here at Funnel Hacking Live this year. So I brought them on stage to help me show the new awards, which are insanely cool. And then I did a presentation showing how we bootstrapped ClickFunnels and kind of ups and the downs and told that story. And then we did what's called a repitch, which is basically like, this is the last time to sign up for the coaching program. Go and do it now. And, we took a break and people signed up. And that was kind of the end of the selling part of Funnel Hacking Live. And then from there on out, it's usually for me, like I get to relax and just enjoy the rest of the event, which is awesome. And so the next presentation after the break was Garrett J. White. And those who know Garrett's spoken at every Funnel Hacking Live in the past. He's usually traditionally one I have to go and warn everybody that he's going to curse a lot, and if they need to, they can leave. And every year I get people who complain because of Garrett, but I also get people who tell me it's like the thing that changed life the most. And so I didn't know what to expect with Garrett, as I don't normally know. And this year he came out all in white with a choir, and it was an interesting presentation. He's recently found Christ, which is amazing. And so he came and he did this presentation where they were, weaving business principles in with God and with Christ, and they had choir singing, and it was powerful. But same time, I had people who were offended about that. And anyway, I don't know. I love Garrett. He gets people to move. But it's like, it doesn't matter which side, him dropping the F-bomb from stage or him talking about God from stage. Either way, I get complaints. But at the same time, the people who don't complain all are just like, that was the most amazing thing ever. Anyway, so it's always just kind of this weird thing. So that's what, not a weird thing. It's always an amazing thing, but it's always just like this tension for me of just like, what's going to happen? What's he going to say? How's he going to say it? Anyway, so that was Garrett. And then from there, we broke to lunch. And we had a big welcome lunch for everyone who was a Two Comma Club X member who signed up, which was really, really cool. And then after lunch, we had Tim Ballard flew out, which was kind of cool. And so we had him to come and say hi to everybody and talk about the Save a Child Challenge that we launched on day number one and how much money we had raised. And Tim thanked everybody, which was really cool. And I hadn't seen him in a while. It was really good seeing Tim. And, man, him and his team are just, they're amazing, all the things that they're doing. And there's a whole bunch of people talking negative about him online. The things are not true. People keep asking me, is this true? Is this true? I'm like, no, this is not true. It's people lying. They're horrible people who literally are trying to get in the way of saving children. Like, it's the most demonic, evil thing in the world. But Tim and his people have such good hearts. Like, they're in there saving people from Afghanistan. Tim's running the Nazarene Fund for Glenn Beck, which is like saving thousands of kids. And plus, he's running the whole OUR thing. And it's just, it's heavy. And you can feel the weight on his back and his shoulders carrying this mantle. And so, anyway, I was grateful to be able to have him there. And hopefully give him a little rest and show him that people love him and they're grateful for the work he's doing. So that was cool. And then after that, then Tony came and spoke. And Tony, every year we never know how long he's going to talk for. I think this year our contract was 3 hours. But I think it's the first time Tony's been on stage in front of a whole huge group of people as well. And so he went and he did his presentation for 3 hours, and then he kept talking and ended up going for 6 hours on stage, which was kind of crazy and super awesome. So we had Tony talk for 6 hours. he just kept going and going, and he just loved it. I was like, he asked me one time, like, he's like, do I need to stop? I'm like, dude, just keep going. People are here, they're happy, like, don't stop. So Tony went for 6 hours, which was awesome. And then when he got done, we got on stage, Todd and I, and kind of wrapped the event up, and that was it. And that was Funnel Hacking Live 2021. Every year, it's like, we're putting these things together. It's just like an insurmountable task. Like, how do we sell the tickets? How do we get people to show up? And this year is even bigger because of COVID and the restrictions and the problems and just all the things that come with that, right? But man, after going through the whole process, and I see like how many people's lives were changed, people that had their big ahas, the big things they were hoping for, people who were stuck, who got unstuck, people who were able to go to the next step with us to the higher end coaching programs, people who are so excited about ClickFunnels 2.0, like just all the things, and then getting all of our funnel hackers together and having people together to like, the whole thing was just, it was amazing and magical. And I'm grateful for all of you guys who came and participated. If you didn't come this year, make sure you're here next year. Next year, hopefully, there'll be less chaos in the world. There may be more, I don't know. But regardless, the party's happening. It's going to be in Orlando. Hopefully, you can be there. So you can get your tickets at funnelhackinglive.com. But that's some of the behind the scenes. Hopefully, it helps you guys to kind of see some of the detail of what people talked about, but even more so, like kind of the structure, how we structure these things for maximum sales. Maximum impact, all those kind of things. So hope that helps. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.